Hello from North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of October 1st, 2022. My name is Zane, and I'm your phonologist for this week. On October 4th, I noticed a warmer temperature. Multiple kids wore shorts and short sleeves on this day. Charlie noticed that it is getting darker earlier in the evening and still dark while getting ready for school in the morning. It reached a high of 66 degrees on Wednesday, October 5th. It felt like a perfect fall day. The next day, on Thursday, the temperature reached about a low of 56 degrees by the end of the school day. On Friday the 7th, we experienced our first snow flurries at 10:30 a.m. Caden noticed that the leaves are displaying their fall colors and his pumpkins are getting ripe. Many students noticed that even though we have had several frosts, there are still red clover, dandelions, and daisies blooming. The red leaves of the maple trees and the yellow leaves on the birch trees in our school forest are at their peak colors. On Wednesday the 5th, Miss Jackson's class experienced leaves falling like snow on the school nature trail while journaling. On October 5th, Indy picked the ripe apples off her apple tree. Lila also picked fresh apples off her tree, and they were so delicious. Miss Rolfe's four birch trees have changed from 20% of the leaves being yellow to 80% of the leaves now being yellow. Leaf noticed lots of deer scat on his front yard on the clover on October 5th. Deer are actively searching for food before the first permanent snowfall. Miss Rolfe has seen several grouse in her yard eating the fruit and berries in her trees. Several slate-colored juncos were spotted in Duluth and Two Harbors. Juncos love hulled sunflower seeds and cracked corn. They are most likely to use open tray feeders close to the ground and often just forage on the ground underneath the feeders. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.